This is a great solemnity. I don't remember it falling on a Sunday in all the time that I've been ordained, which is 10 years now. And so it's kind of a blessing, kind of a neat thing to have it fall on a Sunday. We're celebrating the two greatest pillars in the church other than Jesus, St. Peter and St. Paul. And if you've ever been to St. Peter's Basilica, you know those two giant statues of St. Peter and St. Paul that you have to walk through in order to go into the basilica. These guys couldn't be more different. They're just very different human beings. Peter's a fisherman. Paul is a scholar. You know, Peter denies Jesus. Paul persecutes him. But they have a commonality. And the commonality is that they both meet him. They both encounter him when they're far away from him. And how they respond to that encounter changes them. So let's look at how that kind of plays out. Peter's journey is, it's raw, it's real. His love for Jesus is sincere, but so is his fear. You know, he's really afraid. And that fear leads to the worst denial of Jesus in church history. Peter's denial hurt way more than Judas's betrayal. Way, way more. But when Jesus rises, he doesn't hunt Peter down and punish him. He restores him. Simon, son of John, do you love me? Three times. One for every denial. And in that, Peter turns back toward him. That's the first hope of this solemnity. If Peter can turn back, we can turn back. We've never denied Jesus as badly as he did. And Jesus did not give up on him. Instead, he showed him his true identity. That's what the Lord wants to do for us. He wants to show us our true identity. This is the gospel. God tells us who we really are, not the world, not our fears, not our sins. Those things can't give us our identity, only he can. And St. Paul, he was brilliant, he was tough, he was respected, and he was dead wrong. And he found himself there dead wrong. He thought the idea of hunting down Christians and actually doing it was the right thing to do until Jesus literally knocked him down and blinded him. That'll get your attention. That's how grace works sometimes. It's not always easy, but it's effective. Have you had that experience? Or it's not easy, but man, it has impact. It goes really deep. And when Paul got his sight back, he could see what Peter could see, that everything is grace. Whether we perceive it as positive or negative, everything is grace. This guy who wrote most of the New Testament, converted half of the ancient world, says this, "We too are weak in him, but we live with him by the power of God." He's saying, I'm weak, but that's not a problem for Jesus. It's just not a problem for him. Because God's power manifests best in our weakness. And that's our second hope on this solemnity. You don't have to fake it with God. We don't have to be impressive. We just have to be honest. And sometimes that's hard because of deep interior realities. But the reality is Jesus doesn't build his church on perfect people. He builds it on redeemed ones. That's St. Peter, that's St. Paul, very different people and different journeys. Peter shows us we have a true identity and we can always come home, always. Paul shows us that even our worst mistakes, the things we condemn ourselves for, sit in judgment over ourselves for, that can become our mission. And both of them show us what hope looks like. It's not wishful thinking. This isn't the jubilee year of wishful thinking. Real hope is just the confidence that God's power is stronger than our weakness. That's what it is. So I think we can honor these guys today, and we should as Catholics. We can honor Peter by just letting Jesus tell us who we are, who we really are. Letting him give us our identity rather than saying, I know who I am, and going from there. And we can honor St. Paul by just surrendering any of our weaknesses, especially the ones that cause us worry or anxiety, to God's power. I can't do it. You got to do it, of course. That's the whole point of this. And if we want to honor both of them, we can just hope like they hoped. In a God who is never, ever going to give up on us. He just doesn't give up. Ever. Because if he could take a fisherman and make him into the first pope, and he could take a persecutor of Christians and make him into the apostles to the nations, then he can make us into saints too.